This is January 7th, 1989, Mike Brown interviewing Tom Grosskopf and his father Gerald at their home in Petoskey.
Bump jumping it started back when, Christ, goodness, when I was back in, well, when I was 7 years old, and we build bump jumpers out of barrel staves. You know what a barrel stave is? It's out of barrels. Okay? And then we came along, and when Dad says we could have a new one, we had small ones, we had good racing. It's racing time. You know, you'll run through the gates and everything. Okay. And then they start building out of any pair of old skis, they start using them.
All right, and what do you remember about the first time you saw a bump jumper?
A bump jumper? That was always in our hands. Okay.
Yeah.
What else you gonna say? Come on.
All right. What do you remember about the first time you saw a bump jumper?
Do I remember? Yeah. I didn't know what it was.
Explain to me.
Alright. What'd you use to make money?
Well, when I was a kid, about 7 years old, I used an old barrel stave and a tuba four and some hay wire.
What kind of competition did you have?
My sister.
Did you have any local competition?
Mm-hmm. Not that time. Not in those days yet. But later on, you had competition.
What different shape bump jumpers did you have?
Mine was a whole range of pair. It was nothing like you see nowadays. It was a 2x4 that was 3 feet high, and a wire from 4 to 4.5 to hold it. Bunch of spikes. Had fun.
When did they change?
Yeah. I didn't know they changed. I just made it out of my head. But later on, when they got, I would say in about 1930 or something, they began coming out with these. Maybe later than that. It was in the 40s when I see these refined ones and had competition with them.
Did stores carry them?
Otherwise, everybody made their whatever they thought.
All right, where were they used?
Where they used? They're used on the hill.
Yeah.
And I use them just in the back of our house at the bluff in Harvey Springs. So there was no competition. I and some other kids would get on it and play. Back in 1917.
When
later on they had competition after the war up in winter sports here at Petoskey. But I never was in that.
When did metal runners?
It must have come after the war because metal was so scarce before the. Well, I can't tell you exactly. That's when I first noticed it. But before that, most everybody just made something up. Old ski and old barrel stave. Old barrel stave used to be used for skis too when we were kids. many people that are banned on it. There we go.
Where did you live?
I lived in Harbor Springs at the time, on 3rd Street. Right back of the jail.
Were you ever hurt while you were riding those jumpers?
When you're that young, you never get hurt. Yeah, I suppose we got banged up. You know? We had trees and everything. I imagine we got hurt, but I can't remember.
Nothing serious.
Nothing serious, no. No. Yeah, we had our bruises.
What different type of bomb jumpers did you have?
Oh, well, we had, back in, when we came through our ages, we had racing type ones. They were lower, and they're only about 8 inches high, and they're faster. And then, they were, had steel runners, and we went through obstacle courses. Then we had, the upright ones that went through deeper snow. And these ones just for beginners, really. And then on our races, we had go back to racers. They're more lower, and they slant it back a little bit. Had to pick up more speed, no problem there. And please. On these obstacle courses, we had to go through pine trees, not through the ones they had progress. What do they call them?
Flags.
But back in the old days, we went through trees, and they made sure we had to go downhill. But nowadays, they just forget the old bum jumper. Now they're going into skis. They put skis on the bottom. The old skis with steel on each side, which is more, these steel edges give you more stability, and as you go down a hill, it through these courses they have more flags, just like skiing, but as you go you had to move more quicker, I think. New bump jumpers with a ski on it has steel edges, which I was telling you, but they move more quicker than the old type sleds. So as you go down a hill, they're just like skis cutting in. If it's ice based, they can handle it. But they're more quicker and they're more faster.
What about the new aluminum?
Aluminum type. Well, they're faster, but I haven't seen too many of them. But I still say the ones, the homemade with a ski is a lot better.